Welcome to We Shoot, We Score. I'm your host, Blakely, and this is your favorite soccer podcast. So today we're going to be talking about Julie Ertz, who is an amazing defender and midfielder that has retired from her professional soccer with the USWNT and her own professional soccer team pretty recently. But before we get more into that, of course, we have our soccer world records of the day. We have three for you. So, our first one, the second player in U.S. history to record at least 20 goals and 20 assists in 1 year is Alex Morgan. And for those of you that are wondering, for those of you that are Alex Morgan fans out there, we are going to be having, I already have the show notes written out and everything for our Alex Morgan episode that will be coming up shortly. So for those of you that have been awaiting the arrival of that, that's coming soon. That's our first record. Our second one is U.S. Olympic goal scoring record. This was completed by Abby Wambach by scoring 4 goals in the 2004 Athens Olympics. Abby's just a great player, as is Alex Morgan. As you know, Alex retired this last year, and Abby Wambach has been retired for a good amount of time, but they are both soccer legends and are both super amazing and have scored so many goals and have been so helpful to the USWNT. So, for our third and final record of the day, most shutouts, the keeper, Hope Solo, won this with 102. And we, for those of you that don't know, shutout is when the other team gets 0 and you get more than 0. So you just shut them out. They don't get any goals. And Hope Solo is an amazing goalkeeper, so that is not surprising to me at all that that would be her. So that's it for our records for today. And now we get to hear about Julie Ertz. So let's get started. Julie Ertz is 32 years old, and she's married to Zach Ertz, who plays for the Washington Commanders. He is supposedly, like, really good. I haven't watched it. I mean, I'm not really a big football fan. I'm a football fan, but yeah, he's good. So, Zach and Julie have been married since 2017. They have a 2-year-old son named Madden, and then actually not that long ago, as of August 24th, 2022, they had their twin boys, Case and Kyrie. Julie has one sister named Melanie, and she was born in Mesa, Arizona. Her parents' names are Christy and David Johnston. Obviously, she changed her name after she got married, but she was, Julie Johnston for a while, which, I mean, it still sounds good, actually. Both of them sound good. Maybe it's just a good soccer player deserves a good name. She attended Dobson High School in Mesa, Arizona, where she grew up. She attended Santa Clara University for college, and she played on the U.S. women's soccer team from 2014 to 2021 and was named Rookie of the Year, and at 23 years old was their starting center back. And center backs have to be strong, and they have to be just ready to go head-to-head, because at a center back position, you do get a lot of the very aggressive players trying to get a goal, and it's very important that you keep a steady wall with your defense. You have to lead your defense so that you don't get any goals, because obviously most people on a pro team, you'd have a really good goalie too, but you don't want to leave it all to the goalie. So she was good enough at a really young age to start as their center defender, which is a big honor for her, I'm sure. She's played midfield and defense, and she ended her career as a defender. Obviously not because of being a defender, it was because she wanted to spend more time with her family, which has happened before with Alex Morgan too, but it makes sense. She played as a kid for the AYSO Region 503, and from 2000 to 2004, she played for the Arizona Arsenal Soccer Club and the Cerrito Soccer Club from 2004 to 2010. So she started playing young, which is how it usually goes, and she just kept going. She played for her college team from 2010 to 2013, which was the Santa Clara Broncos. She played 2014 to 2021 for the Chicago Red Stars, and that's a professional team, for those of you who don't know. And in 2023, she played for Angel City FC in California. So she's played on several different pro teams. She's also played for the U.S. U15, U18, U20, U23, and the U.S. national team. So the younger ones, like the U15, U18, all those, they're just basically feeding programs, I would say. Like, the players from there go on to play as, you know, they go on to play the U.S. team. So they get them ready and then send them off. In the Algarve Cup, Julie scored her first international goal in their game against France, and they won 2-0. So that's a shutout, for example. They got a shutout because they had a score bigger than 0 and the other team had 0. So She scored in the 7th minute, so obviously she came out ready to go. So, yeah, as I said, she played midfield, so that was then. But she's an amazing defender and an amazing midfielder, so it was probably hard for her coaches to decide where to put her because she's super helpful, like, both places. But the 7th minute, she was ready to go. She started 3 games in the tournament. April 14th, she was chosen to be one of the 23 players selected to play in the 2015 Women's World Cup, which is a huge honor because, as I've probably said before, the World Cup is basically like football's, like the Super Bowl, except the Super Bowl is one game for football, and for our World Cup, for soccer, is a tournament, a big tournament, and it only happens every 4 years, so it's kind of a big deal. She was one of 5 players from the U.S. who played every single minute in all 7 games. Okay, the World Cup has the best of the best of the players, so that is a huge honor for her that she was chosen to play every minute for 7 games. And there's only 5 players, which makes sense because the best of the best play in that. So lots of people don't get to play that much, but she deserved it and earned it. That's just pretty crazy, right? Because she's still pretty young. But she did it. She played in the 2020 She Believes tournament on March 5th. And during this tournament, she played her 100th game, which was a big milestone. So obviously a big game for her and for all of her fans. It was a huge deal because she had worked really hard and gotten a long ways. And she'd been starting lots of games, so she was in a good place. The U.S. beat England 2-0 in this game, so it was good that they won. That's, I mean, even if they didn't, it's a big deal that it's her 100th one, but that's even better, right? She deserved it. So she has 20 goals in her career. And she probably could have gotten more if she'd stayed with midfield, but she did play defense for a while, and I don't think anyone regrets that. I think it's great that she got to score all the goals that she did, and I think it's great that she got to save all the goals that she did in defense. So I think it was totally fine. As a sophomore in college in 2011, she started all 21 games, and she had 9 goals and 4 assists for the Broncos. So that was a really good season for her, 9 goals in one season. So yeah, she had great season. She began her career with Team USA in 2012. Her sister Melanie actually played soccer for a while also. Sorry, I just had to add this. It's kind of random, not on topic. But this is actually kind of similar. Like Megan Rapinoe, as we talked about in our last episode, her sister Rachel played soccer for a while too and obviously didn't go as far as soccer as Megan did, but still played. So that's pretty cool. And Julie's sister Melanie actually played too. So Julie Ertz is actually really good at basketball and track and field. Track and field makes sense to me. It's like a cross training for soccer, but basketball is like completely different skill set. So that is crazy to me that you can be really good at basketball and really good at soccer. But she did it, as did Megan Rapinoe. So she's an Olympic gold medalist as well as a World Cup winner. And Olympics are a huge deal. The USWNT have gotten plenty of gold medals in their day. They've been having a really good season. The team has really built to be really good. Julie has participated in all sorts of charities, making her a really nice person. One of her specialties in soccer is doing headers. And back to the charity, she owns she runs a foundation with her husband. It's called the Ertz Foundation. And it's like trying to work to provide or support education and sports for communities that need it and don't have it. So obviously, she is a nice person. One of her specialties is doing headers, which is good. That's definitely a good skill set to have. She's also really resilient and has made it through lots of injuries. Lots of soccer players get injuries, which makes sense, athletes in general. But some let it end their career. Julie Ertz did not. She chose her time when she wanted to be done. So I think that's cool. That's very admirable that she made it through a lot of injuries, especially as a defender, a center defender. Where you get a lot, as we said before, where you get a lot of the, just everything's coming at you, you know, but she could handle it. All right, that's all we have on Julie Ertz today. But before we can close out, of course, our soccer words of the day. So our first one is kind of hard to explain and most people don't get it. I mean, not most, but I would say a good amount of people don't get it. And you might still be kind of confused. You'll get it though. The more you hear it, different definitions. So it's offsides. So your line of defense, as long as you're on your half, can pull people offsides. Once the defense is on the other side, and if someone gets behind you, and like, so say your half only has your goalie, your whole line of defense has moved on past the half line, which is not smart. Most teams do not do this because it's really risky, but they're pulled up past the half line onto the other half. On the other half, there's nothing they can do about it. If someone sneaks behind them and gets normally offsides, they wouldn't be called offsides because they're on the other team's half. As long as you're on your half, you can pull people offsides, but if you're on the other half, it doesn't work. So it's really risky to pull everyone up, and most time people don't do that. It's when a player passes behind the line of defense. If you dribble, you're good. You bring it yourself. But if you pass behind, that's called offsides. And then the team who the offense was against, not offense, but, you know, the call was against, like kind of backs up a little bit. And then the team that pulled them offsides, one of their defenders with the most strong leg takes a kick. It's basically just like a free kick up the line, but it can be helpful and sometimes, especially if you have a leg and can get it up in the air to help. That's offsides for you. Still might be kind of confusing. It's just hard to explain. But our second one is several words, but a soccer concept, I guess. Pressure cover balance. So for pressure cover balance, it's a really important thing to do for soccer because you always want to pressure and not let, because if you don't pressure someone, that gives them time. They feel comfortable. They're like, oh, I can dribble. And then when they feel they need to pass, they can just make a nice little pass because they're not feeling any pressure. You're not pressuring them. They're doing just fine. They feel calm. They don't need to make any rash decisions. So that's good for them. You don't want it to be good for them. You got to make it hard for them. So pressuring them makes them feel like, oh my gosh, I have to make a decision or they're going to take it from me. So that makes them make a pass quickly. And sometimes it works out for them, but sometimes they do it too hastily and then they make a bad pass and your team can get it. You don't want to pressure like jab because then they'll dribble around you, but there's that perfect in between. But when you go to pressure, if you're leaving your spot open, especially as a defender, you want one of your players to cover that spot. Because if for some reason they dribble around you, some people just have better footwork than you. If they dribble around you, you don't want your spot open, especially as a defender, because then they can dribble down towards your goal, and that is not what you want. So normally it's just kind of an unsaid thing that defenders have been working together for a while, kind of like have this understanding. You go to pressure, and the person that's next to you comes in and covers your spot and their spot, which can be hard for them, so you want to be able to get back and to balance. Then you can... That means you can just do it for each other. So if they need to go pressure, you cover their spot too. So pressure cover balance. And for our third and final soccer word of the day, post up. This is useful for corner kicks. Sometimes people will be like, post up. It's when the other team has a corner kick and you're acting defensively. They're trying to get a corner kick and get a goal on your goal. And corner kicks can be really helpful, especially if they have a leg, they get it up in the air and someone gets a head on it or a foot on it when they're in the six, which is the small box. And that can lead to a goal because there's so much confusion and it's so crazy that the goalie can't always see it, which is not always their fault. So people tell you to post up. Normally the left and right defenders take the left and right post and they have to face the ball and stay on the post so that if someone tries to tap it in from the post, they're there. And usually when the ball moves in, like once the ball's kicked, they can move some more. I mean, it's not that they can't, but the team does it that way. But they want to kind of stay there just in case someone tries to tap it in from the corner because the goalie probably won't be watching an unattended corner. Because it's just kind of small. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for coming to listen to Julie Ertz. Before, I didn't say this earlier, but she is my favorite soccer player of all time. And I hope you enjoyed learning about her. Maybe do some research on your own some more. She's just really cool and a good soccer player. You could watch some videos of her playing. She's really good. So I'm so glad you could join us. This is We Shoot, We Score. And I hope you had fun today. Bye.